Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
I am Courtney from LA, and as another week of summer goes by, we need an update of Summer Mary.
Well,
what'd you do today?
Well, of course, I'm sitting here in my robe because I just took a shower because I got home from a water park. So I had this like brilliant idea. I like asked my sister, I'm like, hey, do you want to head up the water park? She's like, no, that's so weird. Why do you want to go to a water park? You're 31. I was like, I don't know. I just like kind of want like a natural high,
you know, like an adrenaline rush from those rides.
Something. Because I'm like trying to be like healthy right now. Mm-hmm. So
you didn't get a funnel cake. I feel like the water parks always have funnel cakes.
Oh no, I like literally smuggled in food because oh. I was like, I'm just trying to be really good this week. Mm-hmm. You know, just this week.
Just this week. Because let me guess, because the 4th of July is next week.
4th of July, I'm going to Colombia in 2 weeks. I'm like, how did I lose 40 pounds in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I get it.
But anyways, so, and then she was like, no, I'm not going with you. I was like, okay, I guess I'll just like invite some people with kids. That's probably a better idea.
It's like bringing kids to a park, you know, so you're not the creepy weirdo.
Totally. But no, it was like, I got a pretty good rush today.
Yeah.
It was fun.
What was your favorite ride?
The Big Kahuna. Okay. It was like a group ride.
Oh, nice.
But it's like, I guess the scary part is like, you're really afraid you're going to fall out. No, like seriously, like as you're going up on the turns, like that it's oh. gonna like fall out of the slide.
Well, I guess that's part of the fun.
Yeah, that's excitement. That was the rush.
What else did Summer Mary do this week? Weekend? Anything?
I went to a wedding.
Oh yeah, how was that?
But that was actually very sweet and nice. I have nothing bad to say about it.
Great, I wasn't looking for bad.
Oh my god, I always critique people's weddings. It was a day wedding. It was more like a luncheon. Okay. But it was very sweet and they seemed to really like each other. So
that's always a good thing.
Good for them.
Yeah, a lifetime of like.
Yeah. I'm wishing for my lifetime of like.
I'm wishing just for a lifetime, man, at this point. Lifetime, comma, man. I don't need a man for a lifetime.
Okay, what's going on with you?
Guys, I had some almost run-ins this weekend. I had a friend's birthday on Saturday, and we went to this new place, Beauty in Essex, which if you've seen the Vanderpump Kids, they headed there this past week. Sheena and Lala were there. So we went to dinner there, and then there's this bar called Dirty Laundry around the corner. And I was like, oh, it's perfect. It's like this underground bar. There's never a line. It'll be really easy. It's like, great. So we go there and I'm like, okay, guys, I have this favorite spot in this bar. There's like a little DJ area. And there's some couches and like a dance floor and it's really fun. Well, it was closed off. And I was like, this is so rude. And so then my friend got claustrophobic and we like left. So we're like standing outside and this girl walks by us with Joker, like Batman Joker makeup. And I'm like,
okay. Like how I look like at the end on Saturday nights because yes. I don't look in the mirror when I put on my lipstick and it's just like all outside of the line.
Like, why so serious?
My sisters legitimately call me the Joker. It's so mean.
Oh my god. So anyways, so I'm like, that is so fucking weird. And I was like, this Hollywood's weird, man. We should never come out here. Then I come to find out the next day we couldn't go to that private room because it was Stassi's private birthday party.
It was murder themed. It was really creepy. I saw like some Snapchats and Instagrams. Like, it's like, girls, I mean, I love witches and like spells and stuff right. like that, but
murder's a little. Well, yeah. Okay, they're also in the bar, like outside of their area was like a severed head. And I was like,
you're like, gosh, this place is weird. Wait, Halloween's like a few months away.
Yeah, I was like, huh. And then I saw a photo of the girl with the Joker face. And I was like, this all makes sense now.
So a misconnection.
I put it on Craigslist, but I haven't gotten a response from them yet. So weird. We're waiting. So then on Tuesday, my friend whose birthday it was taking me out for my birthday that was last month. And we were supposed to go to Sir. Well, Sir had a fire last week, local news. So they called her and said, the kitchen is closed. We can't take your reservation, unfortunately. You can try Pump. So my friend's like, oh, man, let's just go to Pump. I'm like, great, that's fine. Pump has better food than Sir anyways, guys. So then Brittany posts a photo of her and Sheena at Sir. And I'm like, we're going and getting a drink. Change our reservation. We're going to Sir first. We're getting – my friend's obsessed with Sheena. Casey obsessed with Sheena. She's still my friend, even though Sheena's the fucking worst.
The worst.
And her head is getting more angular. She literally looks like – now she looks like
chin implants.
She looks like a bug from A Bug's Life or Ants. Remember that movie, Ants with a Z? Yes. Yes, that's mm-hmm. what Sheena looks like now. So we, like, go there and, oh, no, there's no fire. It's because they're filming.
That's so annoying.
Kristen was there. I posted on our Instagram story, so if you're one of the lucky ones to see it, Kristen was there looking like a hot mess. You will be so happy to know how skinny Brittany is.
I'm so excited for her. I love a revenge bod.
She looks wonderful. We did not see Sheena. There was like a bunch of bodyguards, so I was going to try to take a photo, and they gave me this look, and I was like, I will walk away.
So, like, bodyguards for what? They're not even like D-list celebrities. They're like F or G.
They're like Z.
Okay.
I mean, they have a huge...
What does that make us?
Four. We're not even a letter. We're just a number. We're a letter. So then we're like, okay, let's go back over to Pump. So we're stopped at the front of Pump, and they go, just FYI, please no photography tonight. We have some celebrities in the house. And I'm like, oh my God, Ben Affleck. That's just where my mind went. I was like, Ben Affleck is at Pump. Maybe Jennifer Lawrence. She loves Pump. I'm like so excited. So I'm like walking in. I'm like looking for celebs. It's fucking Lisa and Ken again. It's like, stop stalking me. I'm so sick of you guys. I see you everywhere.
You've seen them three times in the last month.
I'm so over it. It's like, why are you LVP. So obsessed with me? Like, oh my God. Can I live?
Wait, don't you remember when I was pretending to be taking selfies, but I was secretly taking pictures of Ken and Lisa behind me?
Yeah, and they're all looking at you, like at the camera, so it wasn't sneaky. You look sneaky. But anyways, they were there. It was rude. There was no Ben Affleck. There was no Jennifer Lawrence. Just another day in LA.
I would die if I saw Ben Affleck. He's my ultimate.
Oh, I love him. Even like with the nanny drama and his rehab drama, I'm like, oh, it just makes you hotter.
Rehab is so in. Speaking of someone that might need to go to rehab, Dorinda!
Oh, Dorinda. Let's just say that behavior is not from a hangover. I'll tell you that.
No, okay, I know exactly. So she comes in.
Did you relate more to Dorinda this episode than you did to Sonia?
110%. She had the shampoo effect. It was like she went out the night before, and then she had a little bit of wine, and it was like, boom, she was drunk again.
Okay, and that happens often?
Sometimes that happens to people.
Yeah, I get it.
Nobody I know, but okay. I've heard about that before.
Yeah, I've heard. I have friends named Mary.
Yeah.
So. No,
wait, I also, like, I loved that Bethany took them to the Bronx or in this old Italian restaurant.
She's like, hey, did you guys know? My family abandoned me, but I had a stepdad. He was Italian. I don't know if you heard. I was around a racetrack as a kid. Yeah, the horses. The greyhounds. Yeah, you know. And then I just sat there at the track, and I drank Diet Coke and red wine. And then, you know, we went to dinner at the Italian place. And then we got mozzarella. Mozzarella! I'm like, Bethany. She's like, by the way, I was beaten as a kid.
And my mom had bulimia. That's why I have an eating disorder too. But no,
Jules, get away from me, Jules.
I felt like they were all like channeling mob wives. Like they all were like wearing.
They were Big Ange, Renee totally. Graziano.
Yeah, I just Drita. Like I loved this Italian vibe going on. And I loved that Dorinda right away just admitted to a hangover. Because I feel like these ladies lie about it a lot. It's like, Luann, we know you're permanently hungover. I know you're
Tom and I had a cookie and a glass of wine or five. Then we sat and we took some champongs. And then we just downed a bottle and then we got sexual at the Regency.
No, it's like this. John made me do this different thing last night. He made me take the cocaine off his butt.
And then his balls. But I needed the fix.
Okay, wait, ever since we've been doing this, like, Luann smoking voice, like, every single time she comes on the screen, I'm like, oh my God, she just sounds like such a smoker. She really does.
She's like, give me the better room. I just got married. It doesn't even sound anything like her, but I just feel like it's very her.
Okay,
moving back to lunch.
Yeah, this is what I mean. Okay, and then like Carol comes up as a zookeeper, and then
Bethany's like, "Oh, what? You're going on a safari? You're gonna show us a giraffe? You're gonna show us a rhino? You're gonna show us a hippo? What are you doing? You're leading a safari? Like, what are you doing here, Carol? Carol, you're a fucking bitch. Be my best friend." She's so mean to her.
She's so mean to her. But I still don't know.
Carol just takes it.
She needs like lip injections, Carol. I think she has smoker lips from like the old days.
I think Carol has too many lip injections. I think her teeth, she has Hillary Duff teeth.
Yes.
Where your veneers are too big for your mouth.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway.
Yay! That was Carol. She's a horse. Okay, so this fight breaks out. Like, what happens? Somebody brings up Tipsy Girl?
Of course, Sonia, who's going back in time.
It's like, Sonia, 2017. She's like, in 1984, I was a brand ambassador and Trump didn't have orange hands. It's like, wait, what, Sonia? Today. She's like, Tipsy Girl, you wanted to do it. I have a text from John.
And no, I like, Dorinda was... Hiss.
Please just do. I feel like you are going to do a really great representation of Dorinda tonight, and I just want you to tell everything.
Just like,
clap!
Yeah, she's just like, you know what? Clap! 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 The hostess with the mostest! And she points to her vagina, and she's like, anybody goes through that track? And like, Luann is so disturbed. She gets up and leaves, and then she calls her an asswipe. Like,
oh my god, she called her an asswipe. It was she's like, I just
clip, clip, clip,
which religious, like, I don't actually understand what clip 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 means.
I meant like, I think it means like, clip your fucking lips.
Oh.
Clip your lips.
Oh.
Like, shut it, girl,
like, shut it down.
No, and like, everyone in the restaurant's like, what's going on? They're like, we're used to mafia fights. Like, why are these women yelling?
Well, maybe that's why there wasn't actually a scene, because it happens so often. Like, they had to embody the mob wife.
No, but I also like loved that like, Bethany was just laughing at the table. She was just like, what is even going
on?
Yeah,
she like,
this
looked at
so
the guy.
Unreal.
Yeah, she looked at the owner. She's like, sorry. He's like, it's cool. She's like, okay, then proceed.
No, I mean, literally, it was the shampoo effect. I kind of felt bad for Dorinda.
Did you? Because you just relate.
No, I just felt like once it hit her lips, she was just instantly drunk again.
Well, and it was, like, funny because you'd watch her take a sip, and it wasn't, like, a sip. It was, like, a gulp. And you're okay.
Do you think she does cocaine?
Is the sky blue?
Okay, cool. So
is the grass green?
Is the Pope Catholic?
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. She, yes, John is the reason she stays with John. She's doing, when she said she was doing a quickie later in the episode, what she meant
means she was going for a drug run.
She was getting a drug run because Ramona had to stick something up her nose so that Dorinda wasn't the crazy one.
Okay, so they all do blow.
Oh, it's always snowing. That's why they went skiing.
But I only ski in Aspen.
Oh, yeah. It's like, Ramona is so fucking annoying. Like, she's not even fun anymore. Like, she gets to this new level where it's too much.
I only ski in Aspen. They have the best parties, the best guys, the best homes.
It was like, and
I only go there.
And Luann goes, well, we're going to Vermont.
Yeah.
Do you want to ski or not? Okay, something that I'm really enjoying, too, now is, remember, like, a few seasons ago, Luann and Carol were, like, at odds. Like, they did not want anything. Now they're, like, loving each other.
But that was because of the Adam thing.
But right, but she's still with Adam.
Yeah. I think they're not together in real time.
So she's not following him anymore. I think I was right on my trajectory of, I was just a little too early. I like to consider myself a trendsetter. So I think I was just ahead of the trend of the breakup of Adam and Carol.
Well, I think she just like kind of had to let him go. It's like, she never wants to get married. She never wants to have kids. Like, she's taking those things away from him by staying with him, trapping him in that home.
I think she also like just doesn't want to be with anybody. Like, I think she just is like, I want to fuck someone when I want to fuck someone. And then like, and I'll hang out. But like, other than that, I'm a wanderer, man. I'm a cool girl.
Wait, she only has a couple good summers left too, you know? But
yeah, like, I think like one and a half now.
I also think like, 2 weeks ago they talked about the couch, which I just got so much clarity from that.
Yeah,
because the reason why she kept that horrible, horrible, like
tattered couch,
clawed kitten couch mm-hmm. was because it was her and her first husband's.
Yeah, we all knew that. Thanks for showing up to the party.
I didn't know that till last week.
Oh, yeah, she's mentioned it a few times. It's okay.
Oh, I don't really like her, so maybe I just zone her out when she talks.
Oh, I'm okay with Carol. So here's the problem I have with Tinsley.
Okay, so I'm team Tinsley, obviously.
Obviously.
Oh, come on, Blair Waldorf.
Yeah, but it's like she's literally so I think Carol is like emotionally stunted. Like I think she's like perpetually just like 36. But like I think Tinsley is perpetually like 17.
16.
Yeah, she's like everything is always like woe is me. And like, oh, I'm just like, I haven't moved on from this. I drink myself to sleep. Like all these things. And it's like, it's not for TV.
No, her admitting that she drinks red wine to go to bed and then saying her dad was an alcoholic. I was like, red flags.
Yes.
Red flags.
Like, yes.
That's a problem. I mean, I love alcohol, but.
You know when to say no?
Sometimes.
You don't drink alcohol to go to bed.
No, you take Benadryl for that.
Yeah, you take 4 Excedrin PMs. You knock it back with a little water. You just close your eyes and dream.
Yeah. But, no, and then she's just having bad dreams when she does go to sleep.
Yeah, it was – it just was like not on my screen. I don't want to watch your downfall. Like I want to – like it's not fun. Like Ramona's downfall is fun.
Right.
But Tinsley is like –
You pity Tinsley?
Yes. It just is like – and drop the curls. That's all.
Yeah. When I do Instagram posts, I have to look through a lot of photos. And she just looks like so worn out, weathered. Like, she looks like
she's really just perpetually tired.
She does just look tired. So, I don't know. I kind of do feel bad for her.
Is she your underdog story?
I mean, isn't everyone chasing their dad?
I thought you said that you were not.
When did I say that?
I thought when we said, like, everybody has daddy issues.
No, everyone wants to marry their dad.
Oh.
Right? I mean, if you have a good dad.
So then we went to the Lincoln Log House.
Okay. I get that segue.
So then we go to this, like, Lincoln Log House because, you know, everybody's got to stay there. Okay. So New York is great because they always stay in the same houses. Like, you know when, like, the other people, like, go places, like, they don't really stay in the same places? Like, Beverly Hills, they don't stay in the same house, really. Orange County, they don't really stay in the same house. They're always, like, in hotels or something.
Oh, okay.
Jersey's the same. But New York, they always stay in the same place.
Okay. I never really thought about that.
But just think of all the great moments. Every time, like, the St. Bart's with the Pirates, with when Leanne
brought
the guy back.
No, their trips are my favorite.
Like, their trips are the best because they're always in the same place.
They have to make the other franchises do that.
They should because, like, just think about it. The Berkshires. Like, it's like The Shining always, no matter where they are.
Why hasn't Bravo made that click?
Yeah. I mean, maybe they need somebody. Hey, Andy, we know you're listening. Maybe they need you. We know you're listening. I hope you're following our Instagram, Andy. It is
at 2 Judgy Girls, TWOJUDGEYGIRLS. Mm-hmm. You guys, the pretty mess liked and commented on the photo.
Uh huh.
No big deal.
And
this week.
And the Catherine Dennis
of Catherine, Southern Charm,
the queen. Two queens this week. Two queens. And like Andy, also, if you're trying to get a hold of us by email,
it's 2judgygirls@gmail.com. But really, you guys, we want the iTunes reviews.
Yeah, guys, we're going to stop our talk about New York right now to just we're going to dive in a little bit to how important iTunes reviews are for us. We're trying
if you have some spare time, please help us.
Yeah, just give us an 5 stars only, people.
We only like 5 stars.
We literally do not want anything less
than
5 stars.
Hey, to the listener that said that she took off 2 stars because we have ADD. We know we have ADD.
If you want to give me an Adderall prescription, I'm in. I'll stay focused.
And I think this is exactly what you're talking about. We're getting off the topic.
And we haven't changed since you wrote that review. We're never getting those 2 stars back.
Anyways, guys.
5-star
reviews, iTunes.
5 stars reviews on iTunes. How else are we going to give you your code for Diff Eyewear?
Seriously.
Oh, it's like two and Hello girls Fresh. And,
yeah.
You guys, we're really.
And one flat tummy tea will help me lose 40 pounds
in
2 weeks.
Guys, flat tummy tea must have gotten some more investors because they passed that shit out to everyone.
Literally everyone has the Fab Fit Fun right now.
Yeah, the summer box just came out. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, getting back to the log cabin.
You can add 2 stars back, 3-star girl. Okay, just kidding. Back to Lincoln Log House. Thank you, everybody, for staying with us. If you're still here, we have 4 more shows to go over. Okay, so they're okay. So Dorinda arrives, and
this was my favorite.
And as she's talking to Carol, she seems to realize she forgot something. Mary, what did she forget?
She forgot her entire bag of luggage. She said she was loopy because she went and had a quickie, aka a drug run, to with John, and then she just like drove right up to Vermont without her luggage.
What? How does that happen? How?
Well, I have a story.
Oh god, here we go.
Okay, so my roommate at the time, Kelly Gallagher, you know
K-Gag. Hello, K-Gag.
She is nuts, and she was dating this guy in SIGEP, and she was like, I, like, really don't want to go on his fraternity formal.
They're married now, everyone. No, I'm just kidding.
No. No, definitely not. She is married, though. But anyways, so she's like, will you... You need to meet someone tonight and get them to invite you to the formal by next week. I was like, on it. No problem.
Mission Mary on the loose.
So I actually accomplished this. Great. The guy was not cute, but I did it for the team. And so we took a bus down to Rosarito, and clearly we drank the entire ride, which was probably like 1.5 to 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I just left my entire luggage on the bus. Never got it back. Didn't have clothes the entire weekend.
What did you wear to the formal part of it?
I don't remember. I just remember I was really upset about my blow dryer being in there.
Yeah,
that was
expensive.
Like a huge concern. I guess I just borrowed clothes down there from like
nobody did a once over of the bus.
Nobody did a once over. We called the bus company. They wouldn't come back and bring me my luggage. I just had no luggage the whole weekend.
And so it's bad that Uber didn't exist, so you could have sent an Uber to go get it.
I know. Definitely in Mexico.
Yeah. I think that Uber. That's what they call it. Uber. But I don't know how this, you guys, I don't know how this happens with, Mary's was at least alcohol induced, but Dorinda drove.
She was from the quickie. She was loopy from the quickie.
I have no words. Like,
she didn't take a nap that day.
Well, she did later that day.
Yeah, so not before. So maybe she was
right
out of it.
Right. So yeah. So, anyways, the other girls come, and Ramona said she's texted Bethany because she doesn't want it to be awkward. And it's like, it's gonna be awkward regardless.
I don't want that skinny girl red wine. I mean, it's good. I just don't want it.
Yeah. And she's like, bitch, I can hear you. I'm like, here we go.
Yeah, here
Strap
we go.
Strap on. The roller coaster begins.
Yeah.
And then their rooms. Okay, Ramona has to be doing coke. Like, I can't understand, like, her behavior. The whole room situation is so annoying. And I'm pretty sure they said there were 7 rooms.
We are 2 people, so like we get the biggest room. We need 2 sinks to get
the double
ready.
Sinks. Why wouldn't you think to give us the double sinks?
We like to take a bathtub.
Do you think they like les out together or no?
I think they cuddle.
Who's the big spoon? Sonia.
No, I feel like Ramona would like be like someone that like puts their foot over you.
But she's more like just like, Sonia, move. Like she's putting her foot
no,
over
no,
Sonia
no.
to
like,
stretch
like,
out.
You know, like that, like a, like a
no, I get
straddle.
It.
Not a straddle, but.
Yeah. No, I got it. You can keep explaining, but I got it.
You guys, I'm literally like.
trying to show me how to straddle.
I'm trying to show her.
But it's like
it's
still got it.
It's not a straddle. It's a.
It's like a bear hug with your leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Luann shows
no, but
up.
No, Luann? Like, I just can't believe you guys wouldn't think of me. Like, I just got married, and you didn't think to give me a nicer room? Like, I'm in the basement. I think the chef used my bathroom. Like, what did they do in there? Did they take a shit? There's no way they took a shit in the bathroom.
The chef?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I think she probably just saw him, like, walk near it or something. Was like, what is he doing here?
What are you doing here in my bathroom taking shit? That's reserved for Luann's ass only. And Tommy's cookies.
No, that was like the most delusional thing. And then Bethany's like, you didn't even invite us to our wedding. Like, why? What are you talking about? Why is this like a gift? Like, is this a wedding gift? You get a nice room here? And it's like, you guys aren't even paying for these houses. Like, get off my jock.
Get off my jock. Well, I and can't. She also, Bethany also makes the announcement that the Mexico trip is back on, which according to...
Hola! Hola! Tequila! Dorinda's never been. She's gonna fucking lose it down there.
Dorinda's gonna go nuts.
We and then I also realized this episode, Luann is the only person married.
Yeah.
That's wild.
By default, because he tried to fuck everybody else and he only got through. How are Sonia, I mean, Sonia and Ramona, Ramona slept with Tom, right?
No, they never slept together.
They only went on, they went seven on dates. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it's just Sonia. Mm-hmm. Well, who will be the next to get married in that group?
So Bethany's off with Dennis. She's
no,
dating
she, some... no, yeah. Oh, she's off. Sorry, I thought you meant she's yeah, like, gone she's off dating, with him.
Like,
she's dating some hot young guy. I don't think Bethany ever wants. So I think by default, like, I don't think Dorinda ever wants to get married again. I don't think that Carol wants to get married again. I don't think that Bethany wants to get married again. So really, yeah. You've got. Tinsley,
Ramona.
Tinsley definitely wants a man. She's boy crazy.
She's begging. I wouldn't be surprised if she gets knocked up by some guy and then they get married.
If she's 41.
You can still get pregnant.
I know. Janet Jackson had a baby at 50. Yes, technology, woo. But like...
No, but you can naturally get pregnant at 41.
I know. And Halle Berry did it too. I know you can. I just... She's going to get knocked up by Chad, the 23-year-old. That's not a life you want.
I know. I know. I kind of wish her well.
We know your team.
Love place. Yourself first.
But she
leave Sonia and being grown up. You're in another abusive relationship.
Oh my
God. Your user's named Sonia Morgan.
Okay, so I did feel for Tinsley when they all started going in on her dinner, and I'm like, this is the cause of day drinking, right? So they all got there like in the afternoon and started drinking right away, and it's that red wine drunk. And you know that red wine drunk? I feel like it's like a heavy drunk that you're just like, I'm going to give it to you,
and I'm going to give it to you straight. I live with Sonia. It doesn't end well, bitch.
No, wait. Okay, I also thought that... So, I thought Tinsley was secretly saying, oh, I'm going to get Pinot Noir. But I thought she was just filling her...
A cranberry vodka?
She was doing cranberry vodka and calling it a Pinot Noir.
No, I think she just... I don't think she poured any vodka in there. I think it was just cranberry. Do we see her pour the Tito's? There has to be Tito's.
When no, Carol... No, they said she's like, no, I like it neat. She doesn't like ice.
Oh, it's interesting because Carol said, so remember we thought they were sponsored by Tito's, but Carol was like, look what we got for you, and took a handle of Tito's vodka out, but there was tape over the Tito's. So if it was shown on camera, because they don't have the sponsorship. But yeah, so I told you, did I not point it out weeks ago that Tinsley's favorite drink is a vodka cranberry?
Wait.
Or cranberry vodka or whatever.
Or what she likes to call a Pinot Noir, quote unquote.
Yeah, I was like, just say you're having a drink.
Yeah.
Does anybody care?
No, well, some people are weird. Like, they're like, oh, you're having a cocktail versus, like, wine. They're like,
yeah, get off my jock.
I don't, it's like a drink's a drink. I mean, yeah, vodka's, like, five times stronger, but whatever.
Whatever, it's lower in calorie.
Have what you want.
Yeah, be yourself. Be yourself.
Be yourself.
Be yourself. I'm glad that I'm glad that we're promoting that. Anyways, everybody goes in on Tinsley, and it's like,
why didn't you Google me? My life is worse than yours.
Oh my God! It's like, Bethany, literally, we got it. We got it.
I can't with her. All right.
She's just. Anyways, next week I think we have more of the Vermont. I don't know. I didn't see scenes for next week, but I assume we're gonna see them snowboard and ski and.
Yeah, I look forward to Mexico. I wonder what kind of skiing they're doing, though.
A little bit of both.
We're skiing on the slopes and we're skiing off the slopes. It's a ski in, ski out. Lincoln Log House.
Okay. Bye, buddy.
Bye, buddy. It's easy.
It's easy.
With the birds and the bees and the one, two, three. Remix. Are you guys still there? We sure damn hope so. Thank you for staying around. Okay, so this was the finale, and this episode was packed. It's like the whole season was so boring, and then this episode, they're like, let's pack it in. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Basically, Naomi's like, I'm going to pack it up and get out.
She was not. Okay, so Naomi kind of confirmed my suspicions that she's kind of a bitch, and she took ownership for it this week, which I was very happy for.
Yeah, I
because nobody messes with Craigie Poo. Like, look, Craig is so stressed. He's so skinny.
He's lost so much weight.
He had like a little boy's body when they were showing them on the catamaran.
Yeah.
But I just really love him. He's so adorable. I just want to like hug him, and I want to cuddle him, and I want to pet his hair. I want to tell him it's gonna be okay for you and Gizmo.
Wait, okay. Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Craig Austin Shep.
Haven't we done this before?
I'm sure we have, but let's do it again.
Okay, I'm going to kill Shep.
I don't think we've done those three.
I'm going to kill Shep.
Okay.
I'm going to fuck Big Tongue Austin. I'm going to marry me some Craig.
Okay, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What, you don't like my choices there?
I'm going to marry Austin.
Okay. Ooh.
I think I'm gonna kill Mary's, Craig.
And then Mary's gonna just put Ravenel everywhere.
No, Tira is not involved in this.
I know, but obviously, somehow he's coming back
around.
I
already married him.
Yeah. And fucked him. And I killed him for his money.
I think I would like fuck Shep because like
I heard he's not good.
I think he'd be funny though. He'd probably like
he'd have whiskey dick and coke dick, and then you would never have a good time.
Okay, fine. I'll kill Shep.
Thank you. It's all I needed. It's all
I needed. Because he has HIV, so yeah. I wouldn't sleep with him.
Yeah, you just kill him. Gotta take him out. Yes. So then I really like Austin and Chelsea.
I know. They're not together in real time.
But they just had their joint birthday party. So I'm confused because he's on Bumble. But they had a joint birthday party together. They solidified their relationship at the end of this episode. She has the best body.
Oh my, I just found out this week she was on Survivor. I was mind blown by that.
Yeah, she made it to the top three, but she didn't get any votes. So she didn't win.
My sister called it a goat.
Yeah. What you do in Survivor is you bring goats, people you know that they're not going to vote for, so that you get their votes, basically.
Yeah.
Your sister watches Survivor? I'm hanging out with the wrong Mahoney. Okay. okay, so basically then at one point we see like Cameron and Landon together, and then we see Catherine with like Danny and whatever JD's wife's name is. Catherine in her retro like one piece blue bathing suit and that scarf. Listen, I am a huge fan of Catherine. She has a six head. Large forehead.
Yes. You know your forehead, guys. It has four fingers go up to your head. That's why it's called forehead.
Right. I mean, it's absolutely not why it's called a forehead, but...
Yeah, that's why. Guys, everyone, right now, go stop what you're doing. Put four fingers up to your forehead. If you have four, that means you have a forehead. You might have a three head.
I have a three. I have a two and a half head. I have a two and a half head.
You have a... Oh, my God. I have a forehead. Oh, my God. Okay. Courtney, I didn't realize how small your freaking forehead is.
It's a two and a half head. She's really, you guys, she's very, like, examining my right now, and I feel a little self-conscious. I'm also not wearing
small, I didn't realize.
I'm not wearing any pants right now, so I think that that's part of my problem.
Does anyone, do you ever wear pants? Like, I exclusively wear robes.
Don't ever wear pants, when we film. We're not filming, we're just recording, but yes. Okay, anyways, back to Southern Charm. This is why we get three-star reviews, Mary.
Okay, so Danny...
Danny thinks that...
That was... Oh, yeah. That was scary.
Okay, so...
Oh, I thought that's what you were bringing up.
No, I was going to say that Danny thinks that Landon was being genuine, but we can move on because anything revolving around Landon is just like, who gives a fuck about that? It feels good. You guys, I just want to say thank you for liking that photo. It was a success.
It was a meter success.
Fuck you, Landon.
And Catherine liked the dolphin photo, too. And
yeah,
we found out this week that Landon's ex-husband.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their Dewy Day Cream. Obsessed with it. Melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their Restorative Night Cream and their TBT Cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free. With Way, you can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Oh, yeah.
Was married to Stacey Dash, who was in Clueless, is Cher's friend.
Dion.
And they have a baby. Dion, and they have a baby together.
Yes.
And Landon, you know, you don't divorce kids.
I'm like, if I was a kid, I'd be like, get the fuck away from me. She's like, but don't you want to teach me how to, I'll teach you how to swim. You just jump out of the water like this, a dolphin dive.
She's like, do you like Star of the Sea?
She's like, is this chicken or fish? She's like, guys, I'm fish. It's like dolphin or tuna. I'm like, we'll take the tuna every day. Get the fuck out of here, Landon. She's like, oh my God, Thomas. Just what? Can we just be civil? You know what pissed me off too about this dinner thing? Sorry that Danny passed out. First off, I also think she has epilepsy, by the way.
That was crazy, but apparently it was just dehydration.
No,
but
I think it was like, epilepsy really... because they said she's having a mini seizure. Then when they got back, they did a flashback of her and they said it's a medical. What did they say? They didn't say, like, they said, like, oh, it's something that you have. Like, it's not your fault. Like, it's some medical procedure or something like that. That it was, like, that was not dehydration. She said that she was embarrassed. And they said, like, oh, it's a medical condition that you have. So I think she's epileptic. But anyways, going back.
Interesting. What I was kind of jarred by that. So.
What pissed me off about that dinner was all the boys rode those Vespas and fucking Landon had to be cool girl and get on the Vespa too and was like, I don't understand why everybody didn't want to do this. It's like, because they fucking hate you. Everybody wanted to get away from you.
You guys, we also started a ban against Landon. It's called Ban Landon.
I'm going with, let's just shorten it and do Bandon.
It really could be, but it's on our Instagram as well, and it's doing quite well.
Yeah, we're not into it. We're not into her. So this, okay, but then
happens live, like connected with it. I think we're gonna get her off just based on that post.
But so then I started thinking about it though. Do we love to hate her or do we hate to hate her? Because like she's so her life is so sad. Like I need to know what's going on with fake Rome, so that I feel better about my own life.
No, I can't listen to her laugh. She was on Watch What Happens this week with T-Rav.
Which is surprising. I thought that he hated her.
Well, they're just like two guests. But
she's so annoying.
Yeah, she's the fucking worst. The worst.
She's like, Andy. I'm like, oh my God, I just hate her so much. Anyways, let's move on from her. She's the fucking worst. Okay. You know we're going to come back to her in 2 minutes, so just let's just wait. So then they're sitting at dinner, and like Craig is like, if you could give up oral sex or cheese, what would you do? And literally everyone gives this look to Craig like, what? Cheese, obviously. He's like, I'd give up oral sex. I love cheese. And I was like, a man after my own heart.
I
was into it.
And then I would go for cheese, too.
And then how cute was his I would too. I'll go with cheese. How cute was his onesie that he made?
Oh my God. She's like, did you make this for me?
And then Shep's like, oh, the S is off. I'm Shep and I'm an idiot and I'm drunk.
And I literally can't get on the plane and like I'm so Craig drunk. Had to stay with me. That was kind of cute, I thought.
Craig is adorable.
What a good friend. That was a good friend.
I also like the advice that Cameron gave to Craig, where he's like, you guys just, like, you have to watch how you speak to her in public. And he's like, well, she, like, treats me badly in private. And then Catherine, the voice of reason, talks with Naomi and gives her really good advice.
Catherine has totally redeemed herself for me this season.
Yeah, well.
How much Xanax is she on?
No, she redeemed until the last 5 minutes. And then I was like, why? Catherine, because she got back with T-Rav.
Oh my God, no, I love it.
No, he just wants to ruin her life.
No, he doesn't.
Yes,
they
he
have
does.
A bond. That's the father of his her children, and he's going to give her a nice life. And
no.
But according to Landon, she's like, what a surprise. Catherine doesn't want to lose her meal ticket.
And I was like, what fucking meal ticket does she have from T-Rap? He, like, goes to court to make sure not to give her money. He spends $10,000 a month in lawyer bills. How rich is this guy? Married.
What is his net worth?
Yeah, like, could somebody find out his net worth, please, and send
I'll
it to
Google
us?
It right now. Hold on.
Okay. But so, I don't want them to be together. Did you not see the Daily Mail article this week? So, they're back in court. And basically, he wrote all these texts to Catherine, be like, you're a horrible person. You, Saint is reeling over what you put him through pregnancy. Fetal alcohol syndrome confirmed.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's an abusive, emotionally abusive person. I wouldn't be surprised if he's physically abusive, too. She's 21 and just wants to be loved. He also needs to get a new book collection.
Wait, they're saying Catherine's net worth is $600,000.
I believe that.
I don't. Oh, my gosh.
Why, you think she's worth more?
No, less.
Oh, okay. I would say from the show.
T-Rab is $2 million.
That's really not that much. $2 million to be spending $10,000 in lawyer fees? That just seems like an exorbitant amount. But what do you think about his...
Wait, this article has to be wrong. Because okay. It says Landon is... $3 million.
Well, yeah, maybe her dad is.
This has to be wrong.
You guys, Mary is so involved in this. She's just making me talk, and then she's making me relive 2 weeks ago. And you guys, I have a complex about it now.
There's no way Landon has more money than T-Rav.
Well,
this
I don't
article
know.
Is bunk.
You guys, maybe she sold Rome. She sold Rome to like Snapchat, and Snapchat's now opening a travel agency site. Snap with us. Roman
wait,
and Snap.
This other article says the same thing.
They probably took it from the same information, I bet. Okay, focus.
Okay. The ADD's kicking in. Kicking
three,
in. Sorry,
three,
sorry.
You're giving me a 3-star performance, and I need 5 stars.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so Landon and Thomas basically end, right? So, like, Landon goes over to Bam's house. Bam is the sister. Why does Bam have a xylophone in her house?
I did not notice that, but why does Landon think this was the best trip ever? No one even wanted to sit next to you!
And she's like,
this was the greatest trip. We went to Key West. Like, it was awesome. Now me and Catherine are friends. And, like... T-Rav and I are, like, kind of on the outs.
He's like, he texted me a Pride and Prejudice quote from Mr. Darcy. So I texted him one back, and I was like, okay, senior year reading requirement, okay. And then when Catherine and Thomas are together later, and he's like, Gone with the Wind. And I was like, okay. So he just, like, watched some movies over the weekend. I was like, oh, these are adaptations?
I would totally fall for this. After all, tomorrow's another day.
Mary's like, tomorrow is another day.
The way he said it, though, is like charming.
Wait, okay, but I feel so bad for Catherine, too, because no, it was not charming.
I've been conned. I've fallen for Thomas.
Yes, gross. He's literally, he's a toe with ears.
I know, but if you look back at his old photos, he was cute. He just needs to gain some weight.
No, Mary.
He needs to stop doing blow.
Yes. He needs to not be, and he's so stupid. What hates me about like these like rich, white, privileged males is that
you mean wasps?
Yes, exactly. Literally, they're so fucking stupid. Like Thomas is so dumb, but he was just born into money. Remember, well, he does have didn't he say that one of the kids in his family did have Down syndrome, so it could be him.
Oh my God. No, but I think he is, like, kind of classy sometimes.
Stop it. Okay, it's the khaki pants. The khaki pants are what
caught
you. The
khaki pants have conned me.
No, I just don't, I don't like it. I don't like it. And then she says, I kind of want to kiss you.
I know. And then they did.
And then they
but
did.
But how did they not get that on camera?
Oh, because he was like, get the fuck out.
They probably fucked.
Oh, they for sure did. She's pregnant and then with baby number three.
I loved when they all went to the party and they were like, hey, did you guys hear Catherine kiss Thomas? Thomas and Catherine kiss. Hey, did you guys hear Catherine and Thomas kiss? Everybody
and then was Catherine, like, wildfire. Catherine walks in and Cameron's like, I heard you and Thomas kiss. She's I like, what? How does everyone know?
She's like, everyone will know tonight, though, because of my lipstick. It's so dark. It's going to be all over his face.
Okay, I did love when she's like, I feel like a female version of Austin Powers right now. And you know Thomas was probably like, yeah, baby. He's like, I'm cool with the kids. I'm cool with the kids. And then they end, I just like, ugh. And then Landon threw in one fucking last jab. And I was like, shut the fuck up, you stupid goddamn dolphin.
She's gone. She's not going to get another season.
Literally, she's the worst. Andy, are you listening? Do not rehire her.
No, she's awful.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm ready for next season. I want them to bring it. We had another season finale this week. A little gem. Just south, north, somewhere near. I don't actually know the geography. I'm gonna be honest.
Savannah. Well, we're in Savannah, but then they're going to start New Orleans. They're really trying to franchise this.
I'm into it.
Okay, this was so sad.
Okay. Like, how do you not get it? How do you not discuss with your boyfriend or your girlfriend about your future plans? Like, Lyle decides to propose to Catherine. And I think that was, like, real. His reaction.
No, that was 100%. I mean, well, okay, so we asked the parents, and mom and dad are excited. And they're like, well, we just hope she says yes. And
yeah.
He has the ring. And then they go out to this boat. And he's like, Catherine, this is really serious.
She's like, no, like, no, no, no,
no, no. She's like, Lyle, no! Don't trap me! Lyle? Lyle?
Was that a Scooby-Doo?
She was like, but she's also 31. I didn't quite realize that she's the same age as me, but she seems younger. And
she was
is not ready to get trapped by him because he can't afford to spend her the children to the country day. That's why.
Yeah, he's like, our five unborn children or what? He said something where I was like,
yeah, he did
you insinuated
say that.
She was pregnant. So I think you're using the wrong word. Lyle, you inbred Manning.
No.
He was like, I won't fucking marry you. And she's like, we didn't even talk about this. And I'm like, let's get to the bottom of this. So basically she's saying they really haven't been together for 15 years like everybody's been talking about. They've maybe been dating for a year, but it's mostly been long distance. He basically moved back to Savannah to be on the show. So like, what the fuck was he thinking? And then he decides to throw a surprise party for like a congratulation. You don't throw that unless you know you're getting a yes.
I mean, the fact that she said no on camera, like, good for her. You're a strong, strong woman.
Yes.
She's like, we need to talk about finances. Like, how could you have not come to me sooner? And then they, like, have to get on board this boat, and he's just like, I need a cigarette.
Yeah, he's like, he's like trying to get away, and she's like, what the hell? And then Lulu Magugu.
You mean Louis? Louis?
Louis?
Louis.
Louis. Louis. Louis.
I literally, the reason why I was like, this week I was like, okay, it's like a shrimp Louis. I like that salad. So, okay. Louis.
I've literally never heard of a shrimp Louis.
Oh, it's a salad with shrimp on it and Thousand Island dressing. It's great.
Sounds healthy.
You never had a shrimp Louis salad?
Never heard. Never. Maybe. I've never known that's what it's called.
Yeah, shrimp Louie.
Shrimp Louie.
Shrimp Lou. Shrimp Lou. To my Lou, my darling.
God. So anyway, so Lulu Magugu is like, Catherine, show us the ring! And Daniel's like, shut the fuck up.
It's everyone's waiting for them. It's 8 o'clock. And
we've got the masquerade ball to go to with our friend Ashley.
Oh, Ashley. So Ashley's smoking her cigarettes and like.
Ashley was frightening to me. And all I was thinking was, this party sucks.
Her husband didn't even come to the party. Well, there's nobody at the party. I mean,
she didn't want her husband there. I bet he wasn't even invited. She doesn't like Dennis.
Divorce me then. divorce me then.
Yeah, she was like, this party sucked. She basically had Nelson, the heterosexual male, and his beard. Katarina from Russia. I don't know what accent that
That's
was.
That's not a Russian accent, but...
I think I was pretty close. Katarina. No. Yep, that's exactly what it sounds like.
No, you say like, vodka, vodka. Vodka. Katarina.
No? Okay. So and then she had the caterers. So the party was popping. And then I was like, is that literally, it's a masquerade ball and you picked like a Day of the Dead mask?
And never have a party with an end time. Ever.
Well, I'm like, who throws a party from 7 to 9?
Hostessing 101. You don't give an end time to a party ever. You can stay at my house till 5 a.m. if you need to.
Yeah. Or you at least do for like 4 hours. You cannot have a 2-hour party. Yes, if you're renting a space, there's an end time. If you go to a wedding, there's an end time at that, and then you move to the next location.
No, I don't like that. I don't like end times.
Okay, so you will be getting married in your parents' backyard then.
Oh, I'm already getting married in the gym at my school. I already asked the principal. This is truth story. Okay.
Okay, so Ashley's hosting this party, right? And all these people are like, you know, Lyle. So this is what I think happened, right? So production's like, okay, Ashley, your party, the hurricane relief party, is going to be the finale party. And then Lyle just kind of, and so she's like, yeah, uh-huh, because I'm Ashley and I'm a cool girl and I'm going to ride my skateboard there.
And, like, we're going to get all this money for high IT.
Yeah, for high IT. High IT. We donate to you, high IT. And so she's like, yeah, okay, I'll totally do that. And then Lyle probably just jokingly in an interview was like, I would marry Catherine tomorrow. And they're like, new plan, Lyle. You're going to propose to Catherine. She's for sure going to say yes. We've talked to her in an interview. She seems very into it. And they're like, this is good. Then you're going to set up a surprise party at Wild.
Wait, but then how, like, her parents gave the okay and they were super excited about it. Where's that working into this?
What if it was taped after the fact?
No.
No.
The mom cried, naturally.
Well, I think they want their daughters to get married. Like, I don't think that they actually, because remember the sister said that none of them are married and all their parents wanted for them to be married. So maybe they thought it was a lot more serious than it was.
Same over here.
Yeah, same, except that my sisters are on that path and I still am not. They're younger. Anyways. So then they're like all at this birthday party, or they're like waiting for Lyle and Catherine, who are clearly having like a conniption on the boat and trying to pull themselves together before coming to this party.
Hannah, they did not have cell phones, clearly.
Yeah, I don't know
why didn't they say to people
I think production told them not to do it. So there's like a little known thing. So remember in Real Housewives of Orange County when Lizzie was still on the show? And Lizzie had a birthday party and Tamara called her like 10 minutes before, didn't show up, and only like Vicky and like Danielle showed up. Some random girl showed up.
It was like at a beach house?
No, they took a party bus to LA and there was only like 4 of them. She yelled at her husband for having for his dick not working. So anyways, she was like pissed at Tamara for calling her right before. And then there was this whole thing about how Tamara said basically production told her she couldn't call her earlier in the day. She had to call her 10 minutes before so it would be on camera.
Oh,
and create drama. So I think production did that with this.
But this is like a real like life moment that was sad.
Yeah, it was really sad. So then anyway, Smoker Ashley's over there just like, you could see the wheels turning in her head of like single white female.
You can't come in.
And of course it's Happy.
Party's over.
Happy looked great. Happy is skinny.
Confirmed skinny.
Happy looked amazing. Hannah looked fantastic too. That yellow dress really was very beautiful on her.
Yeah, I agree. They're the two prettiest.
Yeah, they were all looking. Catherine always kind of looks like a hot mess to me. Like
she's perma hangover.
She's always three drinks deep. Yeah. Yeah, so, but I was just laughing because I'm like, of course Happy shows up first to get the brunt of it because, like, Ashley could not hate Happy more.
Yeah.
Like, they are the enemies.
They all show up. And then I thought it was, like, kind of, like, a weird ending of the story. Like, then it's just basically Ashley, like, confronting Dennis and, like, they're going to get a divorce. And then, like, that was it. That was wrap. Like, is there even a reunion?
No, probably not. I wish there was, though. That would be cool. Because do you invite Ashley back next season? Or do you have to cast more people that are, like, friends with her?
I think she'll get the... She was, like, the most drama. I think she'll definitely get the invite.
I know, but you can't have it be her against everybody else again. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, maybe she can have, like... So well, maybe she'll have, like, a new boyfriend or something.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He's going to be a cool guy? Because she's yeah,
they're
cool
gonna, like,
girl.
Skateboard together and get tats together.
She's going to be like, so I met Matt because what happened was I was skating and then I stopped for a second and my skateboard kept going and then he was skating and he went faster and caught it. And there was love at first sight and now we've been together ever since. And it's all his shoes that are on the stairwell in the house.
I mean, I just thought about her moving out of the house. I was like, how is she going to move all that shit? She's a hoarder. That's yeah, what I thought about
I
in the move.
Dennis is going to be the one moving.
Oh, no, she started looking at apartments.
I know, but it was for the show. That bitch can't afford it. Delta didn't pay that.
Delta.
Okay, so anyways, that was good. They better get a season two. I like that show.
I could live without it, but...
Okay.
Well, I can also live without... The Bachelorette. This was fucking torture this week. 4 hours. Guys, we're talking about Bachelor. We're going to try to make this quick because...
We have 4 hours to talk about within, like, maybe 10 minutes.
That's all I want to spend time on. The Kenny and Lee fight was a letdown. Like...
Well, okay. It just made... The sad thing about it is, like, Lee is a fucking leprechaun. Like, he is, like, this little shit.
A leprechaun?
No, Mary, I was being punny. Lee Precon. His name is Lee.
Oh, God. Okay. I get it.
Yeah, guys, yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Lee Precon. Okay, so
he's not a leprechaun. He's a snake.
He's a slippery snake. He's a slippery snake. He's just the worst. And it was like almost you're like, just let him hang himself, right? Like, Kenny, keep your cool. Kenny did not keep his cool.
No. He kept his cool at the beginning. He was like being a low talker and like,
when
not
he was
aggressive.
Like, you're an asshole. Is this aggressive? I'm whispering, you fucking dick.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about on their 2-on-1 later. Yes.
No, but he did kind of came back like kind of hysterical, like
he's like, oh. Snake, you motherfucking snake. And I was like, oh man, people are gonna call him aggressive.
Yeah, no, but because Kenny said that he was violent and then
oh yeah, Lee said he was violent and he like yanked him out of a bus. And I was like, Lee, you're a racist piece of shit.
Yeah.
You racist motherfucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
He's like, well, hey Kenny, Jesus loves you. I'm like, I'm gonna take your cowboy boot, I'm gonna shove it up your ass, you little shithead.
Yeah, get your Ryan Cabrera hair out of here.
Oh, he was something about Mary.
Oh, it was.
Oh
it was
my God, his
like...
hair was just straight up. Like when she puts that jizz in her hair, that was Lee's hair. He didn't even need hair gel. He used what he got because that's what he's gonna be doing for the rest of his life. Because he'll never marry unless it's a Tomi Lahren.
Okay, that was passion in there. Okay, and then a lot of people went home this week.
Oh my God, this is the European massacre.
Yeah, Lee went home. Okay, then Kenny goes home later, but more out of like the we don't have a connection.
I don't want to. This is what people always use when they eliminate someone with a kid. I just like basically it's like, listen, I'm never gonna be a stepmom or stepdad to your kid. I like you, but I'm just not gonna do it.
I would go on a dating show. I'll be like the Bachelorette, and I would date guys that already have children exclusively.
Right. We know. See, the demographic for your people. You can call me Aunt Mary.
I'd be like a cool stepmom.
Yeah, you'd be like
it's cocktail hour.
You know, Parent Trap. Parent Trap with the blonde girl with Meredith. That's you.
Yeah. No, I would be like,
you'd be a cool mom. You'd be like my stepmom. Cool. She's cool.
Thank you.
No. So Kenny left. And yeah, but they always use that excuse. Like, I don't want to take any more time away from your daughter if I'm not 100% in. I'm like, who are you 100% into, though? You've got 12 guys. Okay, but guys.
Well, now she has like six. So then, okay, so then Jack Stone goes home.
Oh, Jack
that
Stone
one-on-one was
one.
So bad. That was so
my God.
Bad.
He's like, hey, Rachel, I feel connected. And then he like look at, he does this thing where he puts his chin into his neck, right?
He is smiles. Like creepy, creepy, scary eyes.
And it's like those Crest White Strip smiles. So it's like a serial killer smile. And then the eyes. So you get to see a little bit of the white at the bottom of the eyes. He's like, I really feel a connection. She's like, what the fuck?
He's just like also just such a nerd bomber. Like,
such a dork.
He can't dance. He can't dance. He's creepy, scary, staring at her. He literally tries to go in for a kiss, and she's like, I'm sick. I can't kiss you. I'm sick. I'm like, when did you get sick, Rachel? Like,
jet lag.
Fine.
Yeah, jet lag. But
and
yeah.
Then it's so amazing to me how, like, someone can perceive something so different than you. Like, he's clearly not picking up on any of the signals.
And same
she's
with Will. This is him and Will.
Yeah, and she's completely unamused by them. I think when she had to do the Jack Stone date, she was like, how much longer? Like, producers, like, I gotta clip this guy now.
Yeah, they're like, no, you have to give him at least 4 hours. She's like, oh my God, how long has it been? They're like, 13 minutes.
No, and then she's like, okay, so, like, what would we do? Like, we go home to Texas. And he really got fucking psycho on her and was like, I would just lay in bed with you. I would just take you home and lay in bed with you. And she's like, okay, this is
rose on the table.
I will never lay in bed with you. And then how does he get the invite to paradise? He's going to paradise.
It's that smile, man. Or he's like, you're going to invite me to paradise. And they're like, oh, God, let's just, like, put him on paradise. And then we never have to see him again.
It's so weird. Okay, then the tickle monster goes home.
Poor tickle monster. He's a pediatrician.
That's like, why he likes to tickle that. Oh, my God, this makes so much sense. Oh, that's creepy,
God.
Actually.
No, no, no. And then thank God Iggy is gone. But, guys, there is a conundrum. I am having, like, a legitimate problem. I don't understand how he survived this entire week. Who the fuck is Matt? Do not.
We still don't know. He's still here.
I've never seen. This is the first time I saw him was on Monday night when he was at the rose ceremony. I literally thought the producers just threw one in just to fuck with us. Like, I've never seen him before. He's balding. He has a huge bald spot. That hair ran away from his head, though, and fell onto his eyebrows.
Yeah, no.
Who is this guy?
That's pretty good.
I
don't know. He's still with us, though.
I don't understand. But, like, even when they showed his one-on-one time with Rachel on the group day on the Tuesday episode, he was talking about Kenny. Like, we literally know nothing about him except he's from New Jersey and he's probably related to Teresa Giudice.
No, he's going home and
Adam
will go home next week.
Like, how do these people make it? I think they should have kept Alex around more.
Yeah, the Russian and his poems,
so
they're going
hot.
Away.
He's
pretty
hot.
Cute. He would do well in paradise.
Oh, yeah.
Him and the lipstick girl, she
Christina?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just like Russian. She's like,
no, but then, okay, wait. I loved when Josiah was like, yeah, like she has that BBG spy here. Like, I'm talking about
the
Alex.
The KGB. KGB. The BBG, BBG bikini body guy, Kayla Itzines.
I get my BBHJ. What? Oh my God, there's so many things. I get
OTPHJ.
Guys, a BBHJ is something I created. It's called a bubble bath hand job.
I hope. And guys, I hope you stuck around till now for this word of wisdom.
Because, yeah, you just take a guy in the bathtub and then you give him a hand job. It's called a BBHJ. They love it. My friend told me about it.
Oh my God, I'm literally almost peeing my pants right now.
Okay.
I'm not even wearing any.
Okay, so okay, then Josiah goes home too.
But Josiah's like, I'm so confident I am for sure getting that rose. Where you're like, oh, they're clearly just setting you up to get rid of you.
Yeah, she's the woman of my dreams. I'm going to grow
okay,
old with
so
her.
So this is something I had to mention, though, that happened on. So when he's talking to Rachel, right, and he's like, I'm falling in love with you, like on Monday's episode, it just kept searching his hand, and his hand was like, just like
explain your hand.
It was like caressing her, but like also like okay, you know, Liar Liar starring Jim Carrey.
Yes,
remember the claw?
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
had,
yeah.
Like
yeah,
a mind
yeah.
of its own. Like that was Josiah's hand. Like just kind of like taking her by the neck, grabbing her by the
He's
shoulder.
He's theatrical.
Like I was like, more intrigued by his hand than anything he was saying. I was like, where is it going next? What will it touch next? I like also, Josiah.
I love when they rip them when they get eliminated. Like he's
like, what?
Like, no class.
Oh, when he's that's when he called the KGB. He's like, Adam, who the hell is Adam? I don't think he said anything mean about Matt, though, which makes me believe that he doesn't know who Matt is either.
I just think he needs to go and get a BBHJ.
I think you don't, but I love Eric.
Okay, he, like, doesn't open his eyes all the way.
He's like, Rachel, like, I fell in love one time, but, like, I feel like this feeling's unfamiliar because my mama never loved me.
No, I do think, like, I liked his, like, enthusiasm and his, like, opening, like, on
but
the
boat. But he was, like, it was a little too much.
No, I think they were vibing.
Oh, yeah. No, I think they have a good, but before he was like, yeah, where are we going? Where are we going? Oh, right. Like, over here, we're going to go here. Like, let me show you my dance moves. Like, Eric, I've seen you do that dance move now 7 times.
Right.
Like, we get it. You bend down, you move to the left. You bend down, you move to the right.
Right.
You put your right arm in, and then you pull it out. You hokey pokey. It's what it's all about.
And then they get in the hot tub.
The Bachelor never cannot have a hot tub.
I heard like hot tubs were
An HTHJ?
Hot tub BJ? An HTBJ. Oh my god. Blow job.
That seems very difficult. Well, oh my god. An HTHJ.
Oh god. Do you think that happened there? Do you think that happened in there?
No, because it was pretty public. So I'm gonna go no. But we did see a Copenhagen peen. Because the guy stood up to shout. And then all I was thinking too is that when they were in Copenhagen, I was like, do you think Caroline Fleming from Ladies of London is here?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, the flowers. They are lovely. I'm going to cook for you. Rachel, do you like a Swedish meatball?
Okay.
Too much of a crossover?
No, I didn't get that one.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to go. Will's going to be a top four.
Will's eliminated, so I mean, that's definitely not happening. Too much of a friend.
Yeah, no. I'm sorry. I meant Eric is top four.
Yeah.
Peter.
Yep.
Brian, who's too smooth.
Brian is disgusting. Do not make out with a girl while you're rappelling, and don't let me hear it. Like, kiss me a million feet in the air.
So they have gross. I feel like they know nothing about each other either. Like, it's just like, no, like, we're going to live this fairy tale.
She's like,
don't
you make me
scared.
Nervous. And he's like, why? She's like, I just feel nervous. He's like, that's a good thing. I'm like, you're not smooth.
No, he will break her heart. He will break her. I don't know why he's so into her. He's a playa.
He's a playa. I hate him, but I don't want her to end up with Peter. That hot tub scene with Peter, though. Wow.
I would have been so mad if I was on that group date. They must have been gone for like 2 hours.
They said when he came back, they're like, wow, 3.5 hours later. And I was like, what the hell? That's so weird.
That was bad.
I also.
No, and then she didn't give him the rose.
I know. I was
not okay with that.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty rude, actually. But they probably told her, like, you cannot give Peter any more roses. Like, you give him too many roses. I also, though. I felt like on Tuesday's episode that Peter was not that into her. She is always the aggressor with him.
From the beginning. He's trying to be the runner-up.
Yeah, he wants that bachelor position for sure.
Yeah, he's going to get it.
Well, of course he is, because Deanie Babies he's too young. I love
Deanie.
He's
too young. But
Deanie Babies wore a bow tie. And
I think
he
is going to get a hometown.
Deanie Babies is making top four for sure. It's obviously Adam, Matt, and Matt are gone. So the hometowns are going to be the four guys for sure. I thought Dean was so adorable on the Viking date too. I just love him.
Okay, final two.
Brian and Peter. You think it's going to be Eric, don't you?
I do. Definitely think Eric. And
I think I think Dean gets eliminated final four because she's going to pull the too young card. ABC is going to tell her race-wise you have to keep the black guy.
Yeah, so final three, Eric, Brian, Peter, and then I think it's going to be
Brian's winning.
Brian and Eric. Her and Peter are going to fight next week.
Oh, they do? I missed that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's going
to
be stupid.
So I think that they keep they want Eric to stay around as long as possible because they might potentially groom him for the next Bachelor.
I don't see them doing that.
I just think that they're going to keep the door open and be like, was he a fan favorite?
Right. No, Peter has already solidified that.
Yeah, but who else would you like to see of the guys? That like who else could you see as a Bachelor potential?
I only see Peter.
Yeah, I feel like Peter's like kind of got it hands down.
We literally said this from day one. We're like,
I know.
Next Bachelor.
If he doesn't win, he's for sure the Bachelor. But I just feel like what?
Don't go on his Instagram because you won't like him anymore.
I know. Or don't read captions. Just look at. Just think that you're looking at pretty photos of him.
Okay.
If you're okay with that. Is there anything else that we need to say about this? No.
No. Oh, I think we're going to add in since both Southern Charms are gone. I watched Famously Single. I've been watching Below Deck still.
Yeah.
That was pretty good this week.
Okay. Let's just say about Below Deck that Adam and Malia knew each other before this.
That was effed.
Like, what?
Yeah, they were fucking in Florida 3 weeks before production.
Yeah, like, I'm still Team Wiz.
Bow chicka bow wow.
And I think, Bugsy is really fucked up, and I'm Team
that's
Hannah.
That's a good accent.
Oh, my God, thank you. I blew
it. Getting back.
On that note, maybe we'll get back to you guys next week with some fun
Wait,
new
tell
shows.
Them about Roz. Tell them about Roz.
Let's save Roz for next week.
Okay.
It'll make you guys come back for more. Until then, have a great
Bye.
Night.
Thanks for judging with us.
BBHJ.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.